Rabbis and guys and goddesses, this is Keenan Roberts with Focused Mindset. I'm pretty sure I probably told you one of my nicknames in the beginning, but right now, you know, with being Focused Mindset, I might as well is put out my name, because I really don't remember. So the subject right now is... Sorry, I had to take a drink. I'm recovering from being sick. So I just did a podcast literally just like, or another segment, just like a few minutes ago. So what I'm doing right now is I am basically starting another subject because I ended off thinking of this and I'm like, well, I don't want to confuse, you know, the two different points, even though they coincide in some kind of way, you know, so I just wanted to stick to the bare minimum, the bare of both subjects. So in this one, let's just talk business. Let's talk about how we can make it and prosper, you know, without getting ourselves killed, I guess, or making ourselves a target, I guess is the best way of saying. Because, you know, I'm just putting it out there. Because it could work against me or for me. We'll find out in the long run. And same with any of you who decide to listen and follow my advice. So, once again, another drink. Trying to clear my throat and my chest. When it comes to business, there's a lot of black folks who want to be entrepreneurs and want to do something for the black community, elevate us, this, that, and the six. Just going to be honest with you. You ain't going to really be successful in doing that shit in the way you want to do that shit. Yes, I'm cussing because you have to hear it in that fucking form. To hear the raw real. Sometimes folks need to hear the raw real instead of sugarcoating and trying to sound nice about it. Shit ain't happening right now, bro. And I ain't trying to knock nobody's motivation, anything. It's just thing is we gotta be smart, bro. Be smart. Like, really, be smart. Because when it comes down to it, the ones in charge, they just want their cut. And they want to understand that they're getting their cut. So, they feel like you're just trying to do everything solo and independent, bro. You're going to be another Nipsey Hussle. Rest in power. You know, I ain't knocking a man. I don't know him. I never had nothing against him. I really didn't, you know, to be honest with you, I've never really listened to his music like that. I've heard some of his songs, and the ones I've heard were pretty decent. You know, when I heard what he stood for and everything, I respected that, especially being the where he come from. Because to an extent, I'm somewhat the same way. I just wasn't gangbanger tough like that man was, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I came from originally. You know, a lot of people know me to be a Texan, but a lot of folks don't know, or some kind of forget that I originally did come from Gary, Indiana, back during the time when Gary, Indiana was a place to be feared. I'm not saying that it ain't there, and I said that I contributed to the reason why Gary, Indiana was a place to be feared. It's just knowing that someone who lived in that city during that time survived, and honestly, really, I for the most part really maintain like a solidity through that. As in, not like trying to sound like I'm some kind of boss, and I'm just saying that, you know, my family on both sides, you know, mother and father's side, we're originally from Gary. And we're just, you know, like, we Gary folk, well, ain't no punks, you know what I mean? Don't ever get that fucked up or confused. But we humble, we cool, we get along with down there, everybody. You know, if it come down to whatever, then it come down to whatever. Lemar, that's just, you know, both sides of the family, like that. I'm me, you, I'm doing me, you doing you. You know, if we cool, we cool. If we not, then nigga just don't fuck me. You know, unless you know your father's music for some real beef. You know what I'm saying? Even a real beef. It could just be settled, you know, that one time or maybe two or three times. But the thing is, we ain't gotta kill each other or everything. And that is one of the formulas to keep black folks oppressed and, you know, stop our growth and progress. Just look at it, man. We hear this throughout our lives, man. I'm 39 years old. I'll be 40 in a few months. Let's see. I'll be 40 in 4 months. And I've been hearing this during my whole life. We are the main reason we die. I know I said I'm going to talk about this business shit, and I'm going to get to that. I'm also educate you to get you to have a better mindset for going into this business shit I'm talking about. Because a lot of folks can tell you how to make a dollar, but they'll tell you how to humble your mind up. Excuse me. Like I said, recovering from being sick. How to, you know, first you gotta deal with yourself. And not just yourself, but the folks that the company you keep. You understand me? And how you keep that company. Because every single person that comes in your life can be useful. And it ain't necessarily that you're using them. It's just that y'all have to understand where y'all stand with each other. I know I did a podcast a while ago talking about understand where you stand with a person. And I believe I was talking more about it, you know, a relationship like boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever versus just in general. Maybe I did get deeper. Like I said, it was a couple of years ago. And I didn't replay it to, you know, do that much research, because I like to come humble straight. I mean, I like to come straightforward to everybody. I don't pre-write shit. This is all coming straight off the dome because I'm real and I want y'all to see the authenticity and feel the authenticity, because I was told before I should structure my shit and I said, that's not the point of this podcast. The point of the podcast is keep it real and raw. You know, it's like when you see a president who's trying to get you to, you know, vote for them, that motherfucker got a pre-written speech. How the fuck you know they keeping it real with you? They just tell you what the fuck you want to hear. Whether, you know, they mean it or not, or have mean it or not. I'd rather motherfucker just stand up on the stage and just tell it like it is right then and there. You know, I don't want no damn preparation, nigga. Tell me like it, I mean, excuse my language, because I try not to use that word. I don't want your preparation, bro. Just tell it like it is. Tell it from the heart, shoot from the heart. And that's what I tell folks, that's why when you hear my podcast, excuse me, see you heard me burping and loud speaking. When you hear my podcast, ain't no script, ain't no structure. Something pop up in my mind and I'm gonna address it. Because we all need to, you know, understand it. Trust me, I've been doing this since 2019. I still ain't got that many folks listening. That don't mean that nobody gonna listen later. You know how many business folks say, like DDP said with DDP Yoga, man, it took 10 years for that to take off. Who knows? 10 years later, folks might be looking back at this and be like, man, this man was dropping jewels. You know, some might feel like he all over the place, whatever. At the same time, when you drop a jewel, man, you got to be all over the place because everything ain't just black and white, man. There's different variables to everything. So back to what I was saying. Let's just understand this. In this point in time, I know I'm not saying oppress yourself, but think love yourself, let's just understand where we stand and where everything else stands and how everything else is. Bro, you're not just gonna sit here and just, you know, be able to just start a black successful independent business like that and not cut the other folks in. The folks who in charge. So like I said, for example, why don't you go and play the start of app? So my Netflix or Hulu. Like here's all our shit, it's all original content. Guess what? I want them out there listening who really got the power of persuasion. I should say not necessarily the power, but the persuasion to understand this. You still gonna get paid regardless. Because there's no way I can generate my own internet. There's no way I can generate my, you know, even when I generate the app, you still get paid for it. Anything I do through that app, and the people who associate with me and make that money through that app, you still get paid for it. So remember that. So don't shut me down, please. And don't shut us down. Don't try to take us over. I'm just trying to pave the way for certain folks who's really talking about it to build a legacy for those who come behind me. Because some folks don't understand. The plans to make big money makes you big money. Because you got to get your percentage. The government got to get their percentage regardless. There is no way, especially right now, for any of us, and I ain't even just talking about black folks, because no other nationalities can do it. Sometimes they get shut down by many black folks, bro. Like, I understand with my app, man, I gotta do business with the oppressors, not saying the white folks and Jews like Kanye said, because like Kanye said, we know specific people and specific nationalities that's just fuck folks. You know what I mean? Not even fuck folks, just greedy or just in charge to where, nigga, you can't do, or, you know, brother, sister, you can't do whatever the fuck you want to do the way you want to do it without complying in some kind of way. And some people feel like they got to just completely sell out. They throw a dollar sign in your face, you're going to do it because you about the money. No, man, how your morals and your values still stand on there. So like I said, my business plan, my business goal to build a legacy for me and anybody else want to jump in this for us and our offspring and, you know, whatever else to come with it or want to indulge in it, just remember, when it come down to it, we don't have that full power, you know, to just be like, it's fully ours. But like I said, the internet is controlled by somebody. And, you know, basically, let's just take the small steps and be explaining this. Like a business standpoint. You have, say we got a franchise, right? Or just an establishment. You have your workers. Your workers, you know, the employees. Who, I'm not trying to do the top, the bottom of the pile, but just saying, they're the ones who's the least paid. They do the most work to keep the cogs in the machine moving. So, you got your workers. They don't want to take your order, prepare your order, and present your order, right? That's the actors in my app. Now, the person who's in control of the show, that hour time slot, that's the manager, okay? Or the assistant manager, whatever you want to say, they're the manager. And they have a production crew, which is, yeah. So they're the manager. So the production crew is the assistant manager and the keyholder manager, who call themselves a manager, but they're really not. You know, they're just above the regular workers. To make the manager and the assistant manager job not as hard, because they do have a lot to do. It's just something different than what you do. A lot of people feel like managers don't do shit. No, managers do a whole lot more than you think. That's why the term is managing. They gotta make sure the money right, the money gonna come right, the money that's there can still, you know, afford to this and that. They gotta balance. They gotta balance every fucking thing. All you gotta do is sit right here and be like, look, nigga, what you need? As long as you got the money, we got it right here, I can rank it up and I can give you that. So that's the actors on the, or whatever, on the platform of the thing. Because like I said, let's just use what I'm providing to my app, to the table. I have a vigilante thing, you know, like superhero thing. So the people who are the actors there, they're
sitting behind the counter,
taking your order, preparing your order, and presenting what you want.
Now, the person whose show or our time slot it is the manager. Now, the person above them is what the district in general manager, which would be, you know, more or less who I am. Because when it comes down to it, even though everybody looking at me like I'm the one in charge of this franchise, like let's say McDonald's, because like I read something about McDonald's is more of a real estate company than a franchise, because if you buy a franchise and put it, you got to put it somewhere, right? So where you put that McDonald's at, McDonald's Corporation itself owns that fucking land that you put that McDonald's franchise on. So once again, so that franchise, and I'm talking about the, you know, the people who own that slot of land that I'm providing the app on, you know, my franchise, those are who we would consider the McDonald's people, aka the real estate folks, aka the people who has the platform of the internet to where I have to go through them to make sure that this app is allowed to be out. You know what I'm saying? They still have to see money from me. Regardless of how much money I make, they're still getting a cut because I don't have the internet. I don't have, you know, all that extra shit that they have and access and pull. So I still have to be under them in some kind of way. And that's what we need to understand. That you can be a business partner, you can be equal and all that. You don't have to be somebody's underling. Because a lot of people feel like as long as I'm manager and I'm over other folks, I'm good. But you still got to answer to somebody. And sometimes you got to understand, you got to put yourself in that position to where even though you got to answer to somebody, you still ain't got to answer to nobody. And that's basically like I said, with the app thing for me, maybe I'm saying too much sense. Even though I got to answer to somebody because the internet is providing that and the government and all those other folks, you know, when it gets deeper and deeper and deeper, they all run that shit. They all run all that shit. Paid the money to get the app done, and everybody who joined in on me to keep, you know, make this app successful, y'all ain't got to answer to me, and I ain't got to answer to them, as long as we keep the money, and, you know, the money right. Because when it boils down to it, for some folks, it's all about the money. Other folks, they know they can hold you by the balls because it's all about the money. So if you let them know, you still got morals and value. So it's only so far you can fuck with me. Or basically you can't fuck with me. Let's just, you know, do this cordial, like I said, in my aspect. You know, it might sound like a talk show, just keep it real. Internet and all those niggas is more above all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Once again, my app started. You know, like, it's still y'all's. Y'all the ones who power on this and provide that outlet. All I gotta do is make sure that I can pay my fee to keep my app active. And the other folks who's involved in it, that they have their own time slots in it. All they gotta do is make sure that they, you know, keep their time slots active. And as long as they do that, they ain't gotta worry about me. Just like I ain't gotta worry about y'all. Because y'all ain't gotta worry about me. As long as I'm paying my fee. And for them, they ain't gotta worry about me. As long as they're successful. And you know, whatever they provide to the app. You know, and the app is going to provide a lot of shit. You know, TV shows, sitcoms, dramas, horror, superheroes, wrestling, sports, all that shit. Whatever the fuck you can find on a regular TV channel or any regular TV channel, it's my plan for that. And if you're down for it, jump in. message me. Jump in. You are in charge of your own shit. Just get the shit done and make sure it stays successful. You ain't gotta worry about me, just like I gotta worry about the next motherfucker I was making. Cause, you know, like, one reason why I believe a lot of my own podcasts we did was because I just realized the shit was, you know, I was talking more about me than everybody else, even though, like, when you mention some of your shit, you gotta use yourself as an example so that other people can relate at times, you know. I just feel like I was overdoing it, maybe I wasn't, I don't know. I just didn't want to sound like I was too stuck on myself. So, if you hear my voice going in and out, my Bluetooth, keep talking about Bluetooth connected. You know, I'm trying to connect it as quick. So, that's what I'm saying. So, the whole thing of what I'm saying is, we just got to swallow our problem and realize we got to answer them in one way or another. But we want to keep shit afloat. And I don't know how Nipsey Hussle and all them did that shit. If they just said, now we just strike them independently black. And that's why, you know, they lost it. Just like the Black Wall Street back in the day and all that. I don't know. Because, you know, me personally, I just believe that as long as they did the business with, you know, the ones in charge, and I'm not just going to throw a label on a nationality, you know, just the ones in charge, who, you know, who got the control, it should be no problem. As long as they understand we're still doing business together. At the moment, they feel like we ain't doing enough business. I mean, you know, I understand. Don't let yourself get punked to where they're like, okay, now I'm giving y'all this and that. Like, no. If you didn't give me this much then don't give me this much now. Because now it seems like you're trying to move your way in on taking my shit. That's where you be smart at. Because there's people who's telling me, hey, you never know. You do your shit, Marvel or DC or somebody might pick it. I don't want that. Because that's my child. That's my brainchild. I created that. Now, if they want me to create some content for them, which I do have create content for Marvel and DC, or whoever else, because, you know, before I decided to venture on my own, I thought of a character or, you know, finessed a character that I know of in one of these other, you know, character arcs. Like, I'm telling you, damn it, everything I've ever watched, I created a blank version or just a character to fit into that universe. You know, so like I said, they all just want to, you know, throw me a couple of dollars, thought I'm a character code. What I created, I'm not letting nobody take control of that. I'm not letting nobody, you know, be able to one day just be like, hey, I'm investing in you. And I'm like, oh, cool, you throw money my way. And then when they invest in me, now it's like, let's make all these changes. Oh, well, guess what? It's going to cost this much to do another season, and you can't afford it. It's ours now. Or, up, your contract is up, and you didn't read the fine print. Now, everything you worked so hard to create and this and that is now fully ours, and you have no say-so. Yeah, we'll put your name on in the credits saying you created them. You know, like Superman guys. I mean, I think they still got some money, but like I said, I know they went through a long ass, probably decades long lawsuit trying to get, you know, these their names recognized as the creators of Superman. You know what I mean? And I believe by the time they saw any kind of recognition, it was too fucking late for them. It's dead or, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just remember the story was just like, it took them too damn long. And remember, these are white folks. They're Jewish, but they're white folks. And the Jews run everything like Kanye said. And once again, I'm not being racist, I'm not pointing out nationalities and trying to bash. I'm just saying, let's be honest with ourselves. Because I'm honest enough to know that when I provide my own platform, open up this platform for me and whoever else wants to jump on, that those ones who are in charge or in control, they still got to pay. I still gotta do business with them one way or another. You know? So,
As long as they understand that I understand that, and then, you know, as long as y'all, you know, stay out my motherfucking way. Stay out y'all fucking way. I'ma do what I do, y'all do what y'all do, y'all still gonna see money. And if y'all shut me down, y'all gonna see less money. So be smart.
And I hate business.
And that's why a lot of people fail in business ventures. It's because we get greedy and we try to do too much. I'm not trying to be the richest man in the world. I'm not trying to take over nobody's nothing. All I'm trying to do is make sure that myself, my children, my family, and everybody else who gets involved in this, their children and their family, can provide a legacy to where even if they don't follow in the same footsteps that we created, that we walked in, that we we created an opportunity for them to be their own bosses, their own entrepreneurs. And also, like I said, understand that regardless, you gotta still break bread. Because just like if you own your own house, you gotta pay a property tax. So the government is still gonna get you, regardless. If you own your own land or own your own house, there is still a tax that you have to pay to them. And even if you can find your way to finesse it, you still somewhere have to pay them for whatever else that comes with it. So like I said, as long as they can understand that, you can understand that, and communicate that to them, then look, just stay out of my way, I'm stay out of Georgia, you get your money. Everything should be smooth. It's the best advice I can give on that aspect. Like, get deep into dynamics and this and that. I'm not no financial advisor. I'm just saying, this is just fucking common sense. We watch too many folks try to stand up and get themselves killed before they, you know, really made a mark while they were still alive. The mark was made after they died. I'm not trying to fucking die about it, you know. And then everybody realized my goal, my vision, my dream, and I'm so great. Because, like, a lot of people did that with Nipsey. A lot of folks didn't even know or listen to Nipsey Hussle. One of my homies put a post there. Like, I ain't gonna front like I was a Nipsey Hussle fan. But you know, hearing about, you know, his goals, ambitions, and this and that, I respect that about him. You know, because a lot of people pretend, oh, I was a Nipsey Hussle fan. Just like when Tupac died. A lot of folks came on top of his Tupac fans. I never lied. I was an Eazy-E fan. I listen to Eazy. I ain't really listen to Tupac and I ain't really listen to B. I ain't had nothing against them. When I heard that shit, I jammed to it. I was like, hell yeah, them boys go hard. And the men go hard. But Eazy was my dude. So like, people always say, is he the Pac or Biggie? No, I'm sorry, bro. Eazy for me. But like I said, the whole point is that Pac and Biggie weren't that much appreciated until they died. Nipsey wasn't appreciated until he died. Hell, Eazy wasn't appreciated until he died. And Eazy still gets slandered because he had AIDS. So he's still not even recognized as iconic as he should be, like Pac and Biggie. So, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know, I was trying to compare all these rap beats to Pac and Biggie. Oh, Nas and Jay-Z was like Pac and Biggie. But no, there was two good lyricists and their beef wasn't that deep. Oh, Gucci and Jeezy was like Pac and Biggie. Honestly, that's the closest thing I can say, really. Because there was great, you know, just like the story, there was great rappers, there was homies at a point in time where they did business at a point in time, they fell off and they hated each other. Now, Gucci and Jeezy shit lasts longer than everybody. I mean, they, you know, like Nas and Jay-Z or Pac and Biggie. You get what I'm saying? Because Pac and Biggie was more of a misunderstanding. Now, I said, Jay-Z, I think he was an ego thing, getting money. You know, Gucci and Jeezy, once again, it was more of a business standpoint and an ego standpoint. Because both of them niggas, honestly, I felt like I thought it was King of Atlanta. You know, musically or whatever. And, you know, like Pimp C said about T.I. talking about being a king, man, it's a whole bunch of kings. This is the TSA, King of the South, I mean, he King of the whole South. Cause y'all know, if you felt that way, if Pimp C said that to y'all, if you felt that way, you would have said, nah, Pimp C, you wrong. I'm saying, I'm the King of Texas too. Nah. He said that in his own right, he's the King of the South. It's like a Phelps Compass says the king of their city. I call myself the king of Compass County, Texas, where, you know, I spent the majority of my life, even though I'm originally from Gary, and some folks say you're Gary, they go, oh, I'm from Compass County, Texas. Probably this is about 14, the majority of my life. I collected the other part of the years that I stayed anywhere. Compass County, Texas, as long as I stayed anywhere in my life. But if I call myself the king of cold, I'm not stepping on nobody else's toes that feel like they're the king of cold. And one person knows what I'm talking about. That's why I said it. Because in his own right, I feel like he came to come. You know? And I'll be honest, in my own right, I feel like I'm the king of cold. And I got a lot of other homies and folks I just know and heard of. And I feel like the same thing. And they right there, the king of cold. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that. There's many kings in that one city. So same thing in business, same thing in that aspect. Just like how you have, you know, a business and you got a bunch of churning. There are owners that are, you know, they own this much percentage of the business. So basically, look at that too. They can't get that business and they own fucking right. So the same thing. The folks is really in charge and hold that power and control, nigga, they can't when it come down to it, when it come to that type of shit. Don't be, you still can't be the king. Because like I said, with the app, nigga, I'm the king and everybody else who jumping that bitch is the king of the fight. You know? Of whatever the fuck you bring to it. Whether it's my series, and you jump in it, and you just a good character, then you king of that fucking series too. Because you brought that shit. I don't even understand, man. So I'm trying to knock another motherfucker off their throne and understand we could all work together. But like I said, once again, the point of it was just, you know, understanding when you're trying to make big moves like that, you ain't got necessarily looking into an investor. You ain't got to look into somebody who's trying to own part of your shit that didn't even see your vision with you when you tried, you know, when you had the vision. That's your vision, that's your vision. That's your goal, that's your goal. And at the same time, figure out how to do it without having to own nobody's shit. And that's really what it boiled down to. You know it took me a minute to get to that point. But like I said, there's a lot of variables in life to a lot of different shit. And we need to understand that. So, if me and 10 other dudes went in on a business together. Now back to the king shit, all of us is the king. All 10 of us is the king of that motherfucking throne. Of that motherfucking kingdom. Whatever it is. And at the same time, we still gotta know to do business with other motherfuckers in order to make that business work. You know? Say that I have the factory. Right? Bought Kang number 2, got the boats. Kang number 3, Got the vehicles, you know, on wheels, like trucks and vans and shit to transport, you know, once the shit comes from the docks to the factory to transport that shit. And then Kang number 4 might be the motherfucker who had, you know, the forklift shit to take the damn things out. You get what I'm saying? It's so deep. Each Kang can have their own fucking rolling position, and at the same time, we ain't gonna answer none of us as long as we do our part correctly. And that's all I'm saying when it comes to building and growing, is understand that when it comes down to it in life, damn, one damn thing that one person can say they done all on their own. Be real with yourself. You can't say that. But somebody had to believe in you to invest in you in whatever kind of way. Like, you know, if I just got an old jersey that I barely wore, and I knew somebody looking for it. Yeah, I got the jersey, but that don't mean the motherfucker gonna pay the money to buy it. So that person who paid the money to buy it,
gave me that opportunity to have that money. Regardless if I had the jersey to provide for it, they could just say, fuck the jersey, I don't want it because I don't fuck with you or I don't trust you. So now I'm broke with a jersey worth money. But if that motherfucker understands that, hey, bro, if I spend this money with you, I'm getting this authentic jersey from you. I could have got it from this other motherfucker or not, or maybe you're the only motherfucker with it regardless. They still didn't have to buy that damn jersey, no matter how bad they wanted it, how much they had the money to spare, whatever. So always remember that. The person that spends with you, and you know, whatever it is, do business with you in whatever kind of fucking way, whether you look at it as business or not, it's still an investment, and you still do not do it by yourself. Because it takes the other person to consensually do this with you in order for you to make it. See, she might have put the work in, and there's plenty of people in life who put a lot of work in and don't get the results that they should have got because folks didn't believe in them. Or they might have believed in you. Just like they believed in this other motherfucker, but they believed in them better, or they had a better price, or they was more convenient, whatever the fuck. So once again, never think it's all you. But don't belittle yourself to feeling like you can't make it. So understand, anything we do to elevate ourselves, it takes someone else. No matter what dynamic variable it is, it takes someone else for that to be successful. Just like when I put this app out. If nobody pays for the app, it's not successful. So I can't say I did it on my own. But just like I said, I need actors, I need cast and crew. You know, actors is part of cast, so I need cast and crew, production, all that other shit. So everybody who put their part in, just on my attribute to this, it wouldn't be possible one for all y'all. So just like when you work a job, nigga, if you work a fast food, and you're that motherfucker, you know, like I said, making the lowest paycheck, remember, don't put yourself down, remember, that shit wouldn't function if it weren't for you. But don't get big headed and don't think you can't get replaced neither. So we also gotta remember that. Remember that you are the reason why this shit is doing whatever it's doing, or you're part of the reason why it's progressing. And also remember too that you can be replaced. You might not be replaced by someone as great as you, but at the same time, it's just what other people think. I can find another motherfucker to hold this position. Even if you are the best. Some people's pride won't let them be like, nah, okay. Couldn't nobody hold a light to your candle. Nah, fuck that. Some people would rather deal with taking a percentage of a loss versus just being like, all right, nigga, you know what? Or, all right, bro, you know what? I shouldn't have parted ways with you. Come back. I've heard many kinds of people say, oh, but y'all called me back after being gone this long. You know, whatever. I had a job to where, I remember one time I took a 3-year gap because I stayed far away and my car broke down and it took 3 years to get another car. And actually, to tell you the truth, I had a few times where I had gaps in that job. But every time I called my mother, the owner of the company, she jumped. She was happy. Oh shit, Kenny called me. Hey, what's up? You available to work this time? You available to work there? Hey, these people might need you. Blah, blah, blah. You get what I'm saying? Because like I said, my work is worth a motherfucker. And like I said, I haven't worked for her since 2019. You know, for my own personal reasons. You know, I ain't shitting on their place. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure if I call again, I'll still be welcome with open arms. So maybe I'm, you know, or maybe I'll last to my work. I don't know. But either way, the point is that be worth it. know that whatever you put in yourself, I mean, you know, whatever you invest, when you invest in yourself, know that you are going to accomplish that goal. Know that you can accomplish that goal. And also know that you can be rejected. That don't mean stop. That means keep going. There's so many folks that you hear in their success stories, they were rejected multiple times before either they found a way to do it themselves or somebody else believed in them and nobody else did. Then you hear those certain people that rejected them saying, damn, that was a big mistake. Like, if I'm mistaken, I think Diddy said that about Alicia Keys. I remember Diddy said that about somebody. Maybe a few people. He said, damn, I know I should sign. Because once they got signed to somebody else, they blew up big. Let's be honest, Bad Boy just don't last past an hour or two. So shit, I don't know why people still try to get signed to him. That shit enough time in the early night. I mean, you know, like 2 years after Biggie died. Nobody fucking asked him after the loss. Shit. Yeah, Lace, really. Lace is his star player. Nigga, he can't with everything on Lace. But yeah, but that's not enough. But that's, you know, look. I'm in this podcast. All I'm saying is, closing statement. Whatever your goals is in life, don't stop. Don't get discouraged. Don't let other folks discourage you. Because it's not their goal, it's not their dream, it's not their ambition. Even if it is, then whatever the fuck it is, they really need to just go and sit in the corner and think about what they're talking about. Believe in yourself. If you know that you don't know certain things, be smart enough to know that, and be smart enough to know that you need to find somebody who can either do that for you or teach you how to do that for yourself. So, once again, for example, WCW, Rush Rise and Fall, WCW, they said it's a wrestling company, not, what was that? I forgot to say it, but okay, back to wrestling company. A guy got hired on to be some position in WCW. And in the documentary, they said he was smart enough to know that he didn't know certain shit. So he hired certain people to cover those fields that he knew he couldn't do. You get what I mean? And that's the thing. You know, I got, you know, some piece of equipment from my app that actually two pieces of equipment in one that I don't know how to work. But guess what? I know certain people know how to work it. So I provided, you know, the tools. Now I just need the experts. You know, just like if you want a house built, if you don't know how to build a house, if you got the land, you got the money for the tools and all that other shit and the workers, find you a contractor and they will build the house. If you build it, they will come. You get what I mean? Like, it's just how you perceive things, how you look at it, and how you understand it. Don't never not believe in yourself. Don't let somebody tell you you can't do it. Because honestly, a person who tell you can't do it, it really shows their own belief system in themselves. Because I believe I can achieve anything, any and everything. I do understand there's roadblocks and this and that, and probably more knowledge I would need to achieve a lot of things. But at the same time, when somebody tells me they want to achieve a goal, I'm supportive. I tell them you can do it, because you know why? I believe in myself. Which means I believe that you should believe in yourself. I don't see nobody better than me or less than me. So if I can do it, you can do it. Not in every field. Some things some people can do that, other people can't. You know what I'm just saying? Overall, when it comes down to it, if you believe, if you have a knack, a niche, a goal, something you're good / great in, go after it, achieve it, figure it out. It could take decades. Just don't give up. and don't let other fucks discourage you. Because, once again, like I said, it's a reflection of how they see themselves. You know? Like a true business entrepreneur who's really mad at themselves will motivate other folks to make it themselves. Not a con artist entrepreneur will tell you you can't make it because you can't step on their toes. You can't, you know, they don't want somebody, see nobody do better than them because then they can, you know, eliminate them in some kind of way of achieving their goal, their dream. So like I said, those who are successful, like truly successful, will tell you you can do it. And those who, you know, are positive minded and real and honest, they'll tell you you can do it. So those who tell you you can't, middle finger. Shut up. You ain't gotta physically give them a middle finger, but then you're about to give them a middle finger. Fuck you. Fuck you, I can't make it. Figure it out. Caveman. Internet. The internet. You could network so fucking much. There's folks who's my age who still look at it like it's the 80s and 90s and need to get discovered and have an investor or promoter. No. We have the internet, social media. Make your own fucking book. Just figure out how to do it. It's all at your fingertips. So, I'm done. Y'all have a great day, night.